Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Holy Spirit and Jesus' Baptism. Matthew 3:13-17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. Behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." We see Jesus taking the next step in his life vocation. Up to this point, he's primarily worked as a craftsman. We have no evidence of his divine calling to be the Messiah at this point. We see a closeness to the Father's work as a teen. He's with the scholars and declares the Father's house as a natural place for him to be. We know of his unique identity because of Mary's experience of conceiving him as a virgin. But up to this point, we just have general reference that he was growing in favor with man and God. Now the launch of his ministry, his primary ministry, is to be the bearer of the sin of the world. He enters into baptism, which is a baptism of identification. He does not need to repent because there's no sin in him, but Jesus says that he does this to fulfill all righteousness. And we see each member of the Trinity present in the baptismal moment. The Father declares from heaven, "This is my Son, my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." And the Spirit descends on him like a dove. We've seen earlier in the Hebrew Scriptures the reminder of the dove as the dove of peace. It's kind of a mystery why the dove is chosen. For a moment like this, Jesus is entering into probably the greatest apostolic ministry ever. I would normally think of an eagle in this aspect, but the Spirit of peace, the dove, lands upon him. This was Jesus' filling of the Holy Spirit. Matthew tells us that Jesus was then led by the Spirit into the wilderness. But Luke adds these words, before saying Jesus was being led by the Spirit or in the Spirit into the wilderness, Luke says, "And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit." Now, you can't make an argument out of silence. We don't know the other moments when Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit up to this point, but there seems to be a unique manifestation that's happening here. It's a moment of initiation. So what? We have rites of initiation and continuation in our lives as well. Water baptism is a rite of initiation. It's where we agree with God in repentance of saying that we can't be the bearers of our own sin. And so we go down under the waters, a symbol of death, as Paul tells us in Romans 6, and we come up alive in Christ. Holy Spirit baptism is both initiation and continuation. When we came into relationship with God through Christ, we received the Spirit. That was our initial baptism. But I believe that we get multiple baptisms in life. I believe there are different moments in life where there is a need of a unique, fresh outpouring. Now, I want an outpouring every day. I would call that continual filling of the Holy Spirit. But there's those moments when I need a burst forward to accomplish what God has for me. These what I would call ongoing baptisms in the Spirit, of being overtaken by the Spirit. My now what is invitation to you to have a fresh continuation experience with the Holy Spirit. What's before you? New opportunity, new challenge, new difficulty, new circumstance, new place to exhibit faith. look to the Holy Spirit and say, baptize me afresh, Lord. I love your daily filling that keeps me going, that sustains me, but I want to jump to the next stage of what you have for me. Release a fresh outpouring, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.